Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now for our story. At Del Shipley's popular nightclub in Chicago this evening, the first floor show was just getting underway. There was a good crowd in the Golden Peacock, and the opening number, a torchy rendition of St. Louis Blues, got a big hand. Then the MC announced a new act, and the crowd focused its attention on the pretty young woman, Lisa Fenner, whom Aunt Mary had befriended and introduced to Del. Lisa danced gracefully. Her technique was flawless. Her costume attractive. But something was lacking. The something which makes for success or failure in any performance. An assurance, perhaps, a spontaneous quality which projects itself to the audience. As she finished, there was a polite little spatter of applause which died out as quickly as it began. Then people turned back eagerly to their drinks and food. In the rear of the room, near the hat check stand, an attractive, well-dressed young man had watched Lisa's performance with concentrated interest. After Lisa's exit, he called for his hat from Doris, the check girl, who hands it to him and picks up the change he throws absent-mindedly on the counter.
Thanks, mister. Oh, say, you aren't leaving already, are you? You just got here.
Yes, I am. Why?
Oh, don't judge our show by that last act. It's not up to the Golden Peacock standard.
Standard? I wasn't aware that they had one.
Well, what I mean is, this is the Fenner girl's first night. And from what I know of the boss, it'll probably be her last.
I'd advise you to let the boss decide that.
Listen, I've been watching this show every night but Sunday for the last 3 years. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen him come and go.
You fancy yourself quite a critic, don't you?
Look, mister, she just doesn't come across. Sure, she's cute enough to look at, but... Hey, besides, what are you getting so steamed up about? What's it to you what I say?
It just irritates me to hear people talking about things they don't understand, that's all. What do you know about dancing?
I know when it's good, and I also know when it's lousy.
That's a matter of opinion.
Sure, so's horse racing. That doesn't mean you can't spot a winner from a loser once in a while. And for my money, this babe's no winner.
Maybe you think you should be out there on the floor instead of behind the counter.
Hey, look, mister, nobody asked you to hang around here. Besides, if you want to see the show, why don't you go in and pay a cover charge?
Because I'm leaving. But if you don't want to get yourself in trouble, I'd advise you not to set yourself up as a critic. Anyone who couldn't see that Lisa Fenner is one of the loveliest, most graceful...
Oh, I get it now. Well, why didn't you tell me you were in love with the gal? Why didn't you... Hey, well, I'll be damned. Wonder what's eating him. Oh, well, takes all kinds.
Meanwhile, in the little dressing room she shared with Lily Devon, Lisa Fenner was sitting before the mirror. She had a towel wrapped around her head, and as she started to remove her makeup, she was thinking...
Well, it's just about what I expected. They didn't like me. Not surprised at all, but I do feel sorry about it. I did so want to make good after Aunt Mary went to all that trouble. Sent me up here to Del. And Del's been awfully decent about everything, kind and helpful. It was a wonderful break landing in a place like this right away, after being out of touch with things so long, but I knew it'd turn out this way. I suppose Aunt Mary'd say that's why I failed. But if I'd believed in myself, I would have been all right. I couldn't believe in myself. I knew I'd be no good alone, without Lance.
Hey, what gift?
Oh, hello, Lily.
What's the idea of taking off your makeup?
Well, I...
Look, kid, maybe you're used to the kind of joint where they have only one show an evening, but we have to go on again in an hour and a half. Remember?
Of course I remember, Lily, but...
Well, you'll just have to turn around and put all that stuff back on again.
I don't think...
What's the matter? Weren't you satisfied with your makeup job? Honestly, see, you look swell.
Lily, Well, you'll think I'm crazy.
Oh, I do already. But I like crazy people. They make me feel at home.
No, I'm serious. I'm not going out for the next show, Lily.
You're not?
No, I just can't.
Well, but that's crazy, kid. Absolutely.
What? I told you you'd say I'm crazy.
Well, sure, but I didn't expect you to be completely Babs.
I'm not. It's just the only thing to do.
Well, I don't get it.
Well, you saw me dance, didn't you?
Sure. And you were terrific.
No, I wasn't, Lily. Don't try to kid me. I was awful, and I know it.
Ah, nuts. You're just having first night jitters or something. You haven't danced for a long time, so naturally you were a little nervous.
It wasn't just that. You know better, Lily.
Look, baby, don't tell me what I know and what I don't.
I've been expecting Del to come in any minute. Tell me I'm through.
Well, you don't know Del very well if you thought that. That's not the way she ticks. Del's been in show business long enough to know that anybody gets cold feet making a comeback.
Stop it, Lily. You know very well they didn't like me.
I don't know any such thing. Besides, it's a lousy crowd tonight. They wouldn't give a tumble if Fred Astaire went out there with Gene Kelly and Bill Robinson.
No. You got a nice reception, Lily.
Yeah? Well, that's only because they're used to me. I'm comfortable like an old shoe. They know how I work and just what I'm going to do next, so they don't even have to pay any attention. They can go right on feeding their faces without missing a thing.
You're awfully sweet, Lily, but it's no use. I'm just no good.
Lisa, listen.
Oh, I can't expect Del to take a chance on me. She'd lose customers. Everybody practically fell asleep.
Look, kid. Del's a smart businesswoman, I grant you. But she's also a human being. And a darn good-hearted one. Well, she wouldn't give you the axe just because you didn't wow him the first night. After not working for months and months.
Then that's all the more reason why I have to do it for her. Just leave of my own accord.
Besides, you can't leave now. Not unless Del has someone to replace you. Don't you see it? It wouldn't be fair. You'd leave a big hole in the show.
She'd be better off with nothing than having me out there spoiling things. Oh, I'm not surprised. I knew this would happen. It was Lance who made us a success before. I'm nothing by myself.
Lance. So he was the hotshot, huh? The one the customers came to see?
Yes.
Well, I've got something to show you. It's a clipping I got from one of the trade sheets. Here.
Lance Fenner moves on to the Copper Room in New York next week. Too bad Fenner's working as a single. Though his routines show a certain finesse, they lack the polish and high caliber of previous seasons. Maybe he'd better look for another partner.
They don't know what they're talking about. Don't they?
Of course not. All that about some finesse. Why, Lance is one of the best dancers in the country. He used to get rave notices wherever he played.
As a single?
Well, no, that's when he and I...
Wait a minute. Okay. Flowers. Well, thanks, Tommy. They're for you, Lisa.
For me. Yellow roses.
Oh, gosh. They're beautiful. Well, there must be 3 dozen. Who sent them to you?
There's no card.
Oh, romantic stuff. An unknown admirer.
No. There doesn't need to be a card.
Well, how come?
Only one person would send me yellow roses. He always did.
You mean Lance?
Yes.
Well, then that must mean he's still here, in Chicago. He hasn't gone on to New York yet. Maybe he changed his mind.
I don't know.
But you'd sure like to, wouldn't you, baby? Look, kid, why don't you be smart?
Smart?
Yeah. Get hip. Look the guy up. Tell him you're sorry about whatever you're sorry about and start all over.
Oh, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Well, why not, for the love of Mike? Honest, if you don't, you're going to kick yourself all around the block later. So help me, you are.
Maybe you're right. But even so, I can't. I'd like to. I'd give anything to. But I can't face Lance. Not after what I've done.
Everything Lily Devon said went straight to Lisa's heart. She wanted so much to do exactly what Lily suggested. To go to Lance, tell him the truth, and ask his forgiveness for having relinquished their child, their baby son, to Kit Mead. But she didn't dare. She was sure he'd never forgive her. But if only you knew, Lisa, Lance longs for a reconciliation, too. And tonight, as he watched you dance, he was overcome with tenderness and love. Perhaps you're wrong, Lisa. Perhaps Lance would forgive you after all. But will you find that out before it's too late?